This day 1554 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. This week's Aruch Shulchan Yomi is sponsored by Rabbi Yonasan Ezra ben Chana Feigl for his chus v'atzoch and his new sales job. May he enjoy tremendous siyata d'shmaya and tremendous atzocha. Today we are doing You're There, Simon Shin Hey, Sif Mem Gimel through Nun. Mem Gimel, both me are the day azu. Most astonished on at this opinion, which will go after Katiav Tash Sag as the determining month, not 30 days. The Iker Katiav Tash Sag, the Iker Katiav Tash Sag, I just said, he can even know himself a yom, but if he's born in any day, Belfin Shemtchis Yom Lamrap, man at the beginning of the 31st day, Lokol Adai Yav Tash Sag. The hours in 793 halakim not yet complete. We would say that you have to wait that amount on the 31st day. Okay, I have a person about var. That is true. The person should have specified that that is the case. Dover is that multi mode. This is very prevalent. You claim about day kilku come to some sort of the ruination. Shema Torah maybe say can't mean again leave those beyond the belaylo. Since our custom is to redeem your day not a night. You came in melo by love of shir. So by definition you already passed that yavtach sag. And you can't ganki if shalomar. Can't say that. The atomy adatum of worm shumakum is a clarify any place shame point in Belial, you can't redeem at night. The Mutagam Belial, they're going to strictly have Lord's Minigam also at night, blows come shum placing after Minogabam, and the post is mentioned even as a minute to be played specifically during the day. Like Derecho Elm Kenu, that's the Derecho Elm, leave there's a bike, allows the sooner to make a sooner. Come by each point in Bagam Belial. Several times, those do the opinion at night. Elvadish Enosh Gilkal, a Yav Tash Sag, so as Yav Tash Sag is not a factor. Mem Dalit. Shavu Lamed Yom, when 30 days pass, Mitzvah is for those of Yabi Yom Lamed Av. Mitzvah is deemed ready immediately on the 31st day, Shlol, Yishlo, Shosu, Sam Mitzvah. Not to delay Mitzvah. Yesh is tapi im, but over by se, b'chol yom she'edom modio, modio, sorry. It's unclear if you're over by se, or whether we can clear the suffix, if one violates an assay, every day he doesn't redeem a kumam, but mila charlam, ches, same as meal after 8 days, and we'll have an afternoon because of the time Shlo Yasha Mitzvah. So, wrote the reason you shouldn't delay the Mitzvah because of Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh is saying, thing, Shema Aminah, the ain't over. So it sounds like you don't violate, it's just inappropriate. Bill Ryan, Minigoyelam, most of the evidence is from the Minigoyelam, Shabbat and Yom Lam Rav, they're redeemed during the 31st day. They don't redeem the night, which is affiliated to the 31st day. Which is the night before. The putting on by could be redeemed also at night. A shrine doesn't compare to must see that there's no specific concern. Both the whole kind of also because we hold the ain't putting on Shabbos, the other we shouldn't have done the Mekahu Memkar. We don't redeem on Shabbos because it's like buying inside. We got meat and mashke and oil. Also, give a collateral is not effective. The mashke and pedoya because collateral is not redemption. And if you give him the coin an actual ownership in the collateral, how that become echo memkar? Then it's like a commercial activity, which is we're awesome Shabbos. So chashash rabbah is a rabbinic concern. Besides that, everybody say v'choyom. If you're going to say you're violent, I say every day lo have a dochin and I say mechem chashash rabbah. We not push up. This is say an account of a chashash rabbah. Miu matino kole. Whenever the child is sick, flo nimo adain, and not yet redeemed. Not yet circumcised. Perhaps a typo here. Perhaps it just be yesh. Anyway, yesh if does so, the yom lam rav, you should redeem him on the 31st day. If the lo mamtin machmil, you don't wait till he gets a bris mila. Then toys up is that the two things not related to each other. Achmon also yom lam rav, but if you do the bris mila on the 31st day, then vavadi the mila kodemus mila certainly comes before the pinya ben. Back it says here, Shach Bam says, Kif Kothin Yud Base, Mach Kothin Shom, Nes Nakoin, Hey, Slain Toch, Lamed, Hule, Enoshim Beer, whatever it says, incomprehensible. The issue is Shilstorm Bedar, something missing, it's all we can't say, as you say, but Late Ain't Toch, Loshim Hule, shouldn't give it in 30, Hule, Chain, and Bracha. Okay, it's only relevant to be still the Shach. Mem hey. Shachal Yom Lam Rav Yom Tanis Tzibur. When the 31st day comes out on a fast day, that would push you to play himself a Lila Kodem, obviously, should be the end of the previous night. Shach Yom Lam Rav, which is still the 31st day. Chav Tishbav, it happens at Tishbav, we can't redeem, of course, or can't even make a Suda even at night. Play him also Achat Tanis, why you redeem it after Tanis at night? Yeshkan, because it does Yom Tanis, could also make the opinion on the fast day itself. Last of the Suda Balai and make the Suda that coming night. Like you do Bris Mila. But yes, nevertheless, it's better to do all night. They should work a coin on the coast, so the coin should make a bracha on the coast. That's in the brackets. It says here, Shach, Siv Kanyu Vez, Divir Amagavon, Simon Tov, Kup Samachet, Siv Kanyu Yushkot, Sarchin, Chal Yom Lavav, Shabbos, Yom Aleph, Utan is Asur, Aser, Simei Tshuva, Utan Lechol. Okay, it's Aser, Simei Tshuva, perhaps it's a typo, perhaps it'll be Tisha B'Av. Anyway, no, it couldn't be because there's a question if they're allowed to eat. I kind of show no. Anyway, with Tema. Yeah, I can't read this book because of what he says here. Tema has to be in Matsu Shabbos. Let them make it be in Matsu Shabbos. It's a subject of and what questions they have, Chayn, Tsuchim Lassus, that's what you should do. Of course, the Tema says there was a minute, evidently, to fast on the Strait of Sarah's Meshuva. Paduk. Memvav, Kasar Ben Ramadar, Ramadar, right, Steve, you're out. Yeshim, some say, Dan, also speaking about Ben Bechamoy, shouldn't make a PM Ben on Chol Hamoy. We should term those are permitted, Vilchain Iker, that is the primary halacha that it is permissible. The reason for those who ask us, Mishum, the Emar, Simcha, Simcha, don't mix up a Simcha with a Simcha. Well, so it's destroyed, just like a Chasna, Shalasu Chamoy, which is also Chamoy, Kamash Kasam, or Chaim, Simatov, Memvav. Even though by opinion you don't make the brachos or simcha mono, that should be the type of simcha which it'd be also be ma'arev. Kokom avi dumi the suda's erusin. It was similar to the suda of getting betrothed. Shigaki in brachos or simcha mono. We also make the bracha simcha mono during the zimun. Those who permit it hold the simcha l'shach rak bin yonei the chosin. They hold that simcha is only relevant to ask for things which have to do with chosin and kala, not to a mitzvah ba'alma, like if making a siyum, no din emar simcha simcha by siyum. Meaning that it's suda's and bris mila. The same thing as suda's bris mila, there's no issue emar simcha and simcha. Chayna minuk, that's also a minuk, though it's a pinyam of men, chlamoy, you make a pinyam of men, chlamoy, chayna ikhodina, so I'm a locha, but I'll ask the taste of my kata, feel shlub is manam with chlamoy, even if you're doing shlub is manam for some reason, you still have to do it on chol hamoy, I'm sure. It's like Kam Shikhi Rak me Ben Khajmaus is the obligation only from a month and older Khani Mesa Ben Tok Lamid Yom if the son dies in 30 days, I feel beyond Lam so even 30 days itself. Parting with Yonah, you do not have to do the redemption. If you come as coin opinion to Lam and Mason, you gave the coin opinion within the 30 days and then the child died. The coin has to give back the money, the senior Batosu. Mistaken gift. If you like Xia doesn't give back, I'll be gavel as a castle back coin, it's theft in the hands of the coin. Also, even the child just becomes a trefa before 30 days. For the Yom Lam, that's only even the 30th day itself, Adin came. Even though he survives after 30 days, it's still like he's dead. The trefa in the chaya, because the trefa does not survive. For the Suffolk trefa, even if it's a Suffolk, the child is a Suffolk trefa. Ain't certainly 10, Achi Abra Love Yud Beis Chodesh. You do not have to give me a pen until he survives 12 months. Uvade trefa lomai Yud Beis Chodesh. If a child is definitely a trefa, 12 months will not make a chiyuv. Chayim Suffolk trefa, Shekwar Nosna, Koin, and Tichlach Zilo. Also, if it's a Suffolk trefa, it's supposed to be Vade trefa. And he gave the coin, and does give it back. It's a Koin, and love a Raya, it's a Suffolk. Avol, Vade trefa, it's definitely a trefa, Tichlach Zilo, then he definitely has to give it back. Mean lawyer trefa meisach halam and chayiv levdoso. If the boy was not a known trefa and was not ascertained to be a trefa, and he died after 3 days, it had already lapsed, then he still had to redeem. So I chayiv b'pinyon, he already became abel in the pinyon. Bracha p'pinyon, you have to make the bracha al pinyon. They should go out and chayiv mitzvah because he was already abel in the mitzvah. Avol leverich shechiyanu. But you should not make a shechiyanu in this case. Avol gav dal mitzvah baruch shechiyanu, even though you're a mitzvah, you do make a shechiyanu. You still need a bit of simcha in order to make the shech yonu. Came to the mace, and since the child died, but lost simcha, the simcha is negated. Vein adem le mace, aviv yosh, it sounded like where a father died, and he would inherit him. The mbarach shech yonu, make a shech yonu on the inheritance. The also mbarach ala moment shech yonu, they make a bracha on the money you inherited from him. Yerli the Kan, I feel Yerish Mibno. And this case seems to me, says Oro Shulchan, in a very obscure case, even if the father inherited money from his son, don't you Girish Ishto, such as he divorced his wife, Umesa, and she died, Yerish Ben, and the child inherited from her. Misas Yerish Avin, when the child died, the father inherited from the son. Because when the father dies, children inherit the father. There's a simcha involved in that process, as painful as it may be. In lieu of the fathers come the sons. Not the opposite. There's a simcha for no bracha. No simcha involved and no bracha of as there is in Tachas Avasecha Yubanecha. Memchas, Misha Pada Beno Betos Lala Yom, some redeem this child within 30 days. Im Amalei Ma'achshav, if he said the petition should take effect immediately, Eim No Pada, it's not valid. The Matana Bamba Yoyevlo, just give me a gift. Tok Lam Belo Shach Bedia. Within 30 days, Bedia is not relevant. Tok Pinyin Achi, need another opinion. Verily, it seems to me, Dim Yadua Shui Amoretz, if it's known that the father was an Amoretz, I guess the coin is an Amoretz, they didn't know that Padilla is really after 3 days having seen it with toes. It's a mistaken giving. It's a mistaken gift. Coin must give him back the money, now he redeems the child. Never, if the coin does not return the money. You still have to do opinion over again with the money that you have. You should both make coin, take the coin to court. If he told him after 30 days it should take effect, but no party. But no party, then the opinion is effective. Really, it seems to me the stomach lachayam. When the default is that it's as if saying it's after 30 days. The shagia achalamid after the days comes, this kind of opinion takes effect. Even the coin no longer has the money after 30 days. Where gave money that the kedushin should be take effect later on. Some say the amen amos come if the money is no longer extant. He gave back the money to the father within 30 days. Even after the fact, amen no party, the child is not redeemed. It's not kedushin should be other kachu achshav. Where it could be Makadisher at the time of the transaction. Then before it could take effect later on after 30 days. Where at the time of the transaction would not be able to take effect. So it's a political gemara, it's a machlokes, the gemara of Yeshem, so there are different versions. Therefore, it's best to redeem again without a bracha. Longish brackets here. By and Shach Siv Kontes She Sigal and Marashal Shavet Samaj Bechal Opinion with Shabbos Shiv Den of Erev Shabbos. Want to say when the opinion is supposed to take effect the 30th day, it's on Thursday, on Shabbos, they should redeem on Erev Shabbos. God knows and make stipulations. So they put the Adlach Alam, they shouldn't be redeemed until after their days. Then okay. So the Shach argues in the Marashal and says, not true. Avelach Shabbos, make the opinion after Shabbos. That which the Shach brings down the revolutionary Shita after the 12 halak, 12 hours of 793 halak, it's okay. We already rejected that. That's the Chumas Adesh, the Chumas Adesh, somebody who's questioned if he's high opinion. Potter, he's exempt. Father's exempt. He wrote tersely. This only seems to apply in a question of doubt where the child is actually a Bechor. Avalim who? Definitely, a question whether the mother was the daughter of a kohen or the daughter of a levi. The chayav opinion should be chayav opinion. The rov we saw in him kohen levim. Most Jews are not kohen levim. even though by money you don't find majorities. Still you have to redeem him. Why? In terms of the Isser of which requires a opinion, you do follow majority. It's also only where, I'm not know the Rishon says, it makes sense, where the litigant makes a claim, a definite claim, that he's from the minority. So when he's a Bechor Vatai, when the child is a definite Bechor, by suffering him Nifta Olav, question whether he was a Nifta or not, and he didn't say, granted, it's not like a case where a person says, I don't know if I paid you back. We have to pay back, Misafek. That's where there is a litigant, a claimant, who makes a definite claim. That's again, because there's an Isser involved, so it's like a complete car approval, and you have to do it regardless, obviously. Yeshtaim is our bay, after analyze this a lot, and so we meant. Nevertheless, where there's a money and Isser linkage, but that's not the Shechayev. You have to make that question, you have to resolve the question, and the inclination of the Rosh Hashanah is that you're Chayev on account of the Isser component, if I see the base. As the father dies within 30 days, the assumption is that the redemption did not take place. People don't normally deem during the time. People don't normally pay back a debt during the time. Actually, Gemara brings the absolute proof, which is that he was redeemed. Which basically means the kosher witnesses who say he was redeemed. Verily, it is me that the mace with the young man, so he dies in 3 days itself. Have a ganke din kain, this is also the halacha. After you know, Chom, the Vuor, Rechash, Mishnah, Timon, and Ches, Dovi, Inish, the part of the young man, the Mishnah is Mine, the same day. But even though it says by a normal allocation, people do pay back earlier in the day, don't wait till the last minute when it's due. Zelksha, Baldin, that's Moto, and kain, that's when the litigant himself asserts this. Avli, Soim, and Lothar, Inakain, but for the Soim, we don't make that assertion. Because it's not prevalent. Most people talk to do wait till the last minute. But furthermore, then the Rakan Yom Shlosh Yom Tov is my mamish. 3 days is literally within the time, as opposed to at the time. Therefore, Poydim Liftos Rak Biyom Lamanav. Therefore, all the redeemed is only redeemed on the 31st day. Yeshishu are those who say the Yom Lamanav Cheska Shenifte. On the 30th day, it is the assumption he was redeemed. Yeshishu is stopping with that. Those are unclear about this. That we don't assume that the opinion took place until after the 30th day has elapsed, and then something happens which raises a doubt. Okay, and that's it for today.